America news you need to know. You need to know now.
In the traffic, Lilo, thank you so much for the update this afternoon. There's been a crash on the N14 northbound heading in towards Eufias at the moment. It's backing up from about Snake Valley Road. The alternatives are the M18 and the R101. They're both looking good.
Pretoria bereik môre maximum van 26, Johannesburg 24, Rustenburg 29 grade.
In your sport headlines, South Africa looking to play their best cricket in order to beat Australia in the semi-finals, and former Bok and his Scarlets braced for a Bulls onslaught.
'N lid van die ANC se nasionale uitvoerende komitee en voormalige nasionale woordvoerder Polemabe, sy vrou en vyf ander is borgtog van R30,000 elk toegestaan in die Palm Ridge Landdroshof. Hulle word beskuldig van korrupsie oor 'n tender ter waarde van R27 miljoen wat in 2017 aan Mabe se onderneming EnviroMobi toegeken is. Die spesiale ondersoekeenheid het wanvoorstellings in die tenderproses ontdek. Mabe het die media buite die hof toegespreek.
We immediately began a process of constructing a letter to the Secretary General of the ANC, Comrade Fikile Mbalula, to advise the ANC that we will, in accordance with the resolution of the 54th National Conference committed to the renewal of the ANC, that we will step aside from our active positions as members of the National Executive Committee.
Die saak hervat in Maart volgende jaar. Intussen in Kaapstad is die tenderbedrogsaak waarin Melusi Boy, voormalige DA-raadslid en burgemeesterskomiteelid vir menslike nedersettings betrokke is, tot Januarie volgende jaar uitgestel. Boy en sy 8 medebeskuldigdes het vandag in die Kaapstadse Landdroshof verskyn. Die groep staan tereg op aanklagte van geldwasery, rampokkery, korrupsie en afpersing bedrog. Cliff Shiko berig.
The National Prosecuting Authority in the Western Cape says the reason for the postponement was due to a backlog in the police cell phone data and analysis department. The court heard today that there is only one specialized person able to do the work, and the same goes for the computer data downloading and analysis. The postponement will also allow for the search and seizure operation at the home of Melusi Boy. The accused are due back in court in January next year. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Die Johannesburgse metropolisie waarskei teen verkeersontwrigtings in Westbury en Westdene. Die betoging is weens voortdurende wateronderbrekings in die gebied.
Still no visibility of our councillor, no visibility of our mayor. We have sent out a request to see them personally, but this will keep on going on. If we don't see them, we actually want them to address us. It's a very peaceful march, but I think it's enough is enough. So please, if we can just ask our councillors to come out.
Die polisie is ook op die toneel. Nog nuus uit die buiteland, 'n brandstoftankwa wat ontplof het in die noorde van Nigerië het die dood van minstens 94 mense veroorsaak. 50 ander is beseer. Die presiese oorsaak van die ontploffing is nog onbekend en word ondersoek. En die bekroonde Amerikaanse sangeres en liedjie-skrywer Taylor Swift gaan op die 29ste November 'n boek bekendstel om haar Eras Tour, wat rekords verbeter het, te herdenk. Die Eras Tour boek bevat nuwe foto's van die tour en stories van Swift self. Ek is Chanel September. Top story at this hour, former ANC spokesperson Polemabe has confirmed that he's informed the party of his intention to step aside from his active roles in the National Executive Committee in accordance with the party's step aside rule.
Four in a row. More music you love and more music than anyone else. On the Drive with Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry.